Good evening, my friends, my fellow Americans, fellow Port Huronians, and fellow Alabamians, fellow world people who listen to this broadcast, and to my Facebook and Twitter listeners and fans. This is your radio host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, for America Everyday Life Broadcast. On tomorrow night's show, we're having a special guest. We're having our friends who's trying to raise money to build the wall for people to donate to. And be sure you tune in tomorrow night and listen to our show. My friends, I also would like to do this month a broadcast if you're a veteran. And how, if you're out there, and how Obama done you if he cut you short of military service and you lost time. Give me a call on Facebook or Twitter. Be sure you text me at bookauthors2@yahoo.com, and that's BOOKAUTHORS and the number 2@yahoo.com, or my other Yahoo mail, Trick, TRICK, lowercase t, and again that's lowercase TRICK underscore lowercase pony PONY 59@yahoo.com. My friends, I want to speak to you today on something different and I've yet to speak about. I know it's all the automated calls that you get, these runarounds. You got to press 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, 7, 8, and 9 and just to get around to get somebody live. The first thing it speaks to you is Spanish. You hear the word si habla. But, my friends, we shouldn't have to go through that. We shouldn't hear Spanish if we're English. You come here to the United States of America and you speak English. So you knew to begin with that the United States and its peoples were English-speaking people. You came here from your old country, get rid of that, speak it no more, let that tongue be gone. Learn English or go back to your old country. As simple put, we shouldn't have to be forced to listen to this Arabic or this Asian. It's like you're taking a piece of chewing gum, you're chewing on it, and it's forever and it feels like rubber. How many of you are tired of being dragged on before you get a live representative? And then sometimes it hangs up on you. How many of you are tired of these telemarketers? Like my friend Chuck, he just got one from... Now, less than 20 minutes ago, it came from somebody speaking Spanish or whatever language. How many of you tired of your banks? You're going to them, trying to find out your balance, so you need somebody live. And it goes to the Philippines, Malaysia, or Singapore, or what godforsaken country it goes to. And they're halfway, you can't understand. For instance, I tried to reach my cell phone, technical support people when I need them. And I get these high Spanish people. For instance, track phone's one of them. How many of you tired of trying to reach them and they can't understand you? Or you can't understand them and they give you a book. It's like a bush. They're hiding in the leaves of that bush, and you can't find them. For Christ's sake, let's get an American person that speaks English, the American know-how, to make America great again, what it was. And my friends, there's too many Americans, including those just getting out of high school, graduating from college, or the ones that don't want to go to college, after high school, let's put them to work again, doing these jobs. Let's stop the telemarketers calling and harassing. How did they get our number to begin with? I thought the cell phones that we have are supposed to be numbers that's never been given out to people. Or that nobody ever had before. For Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. Stop cell phone dealerships putting our numbers public where these companies can get and solicit to us and get on their nerves and stresses us out. Now, it's like you're going to, let's all unite and light a fire. We need to tell these companies to get American speaking people. Tricone, here it is, based in Miami, Florida. Now, if you got companies American based, like Tricone is in Miami, Florida, a Sprint, or a bank like Citizens First, or my bank, Fifth Third, why can't they get an American that speak English sometime around the clock when you need them? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're supposed to have somebody. Now, it's false advertising if they ain't got somebody there, as they say, 24 hours. I'm tired of this mess. How many of you would rather have an American that shorten these automated systems? For instance, Social Security, I got to go through, I guess, options 1 through 6. Before I can get a live representative. And then you got to give your Social Security number to an automated system that can't even understand you. If you're saying yes or no to their question, it says, let's go to something else, or please enter on your keypad, and your keypad, you try to enter it, and it doesn't give you enough time. My friends, it's stalling. It's stalling for what we should get, the rightful answers we need. Sometimes we need to become a voice of the people. We need to tell these companies. We don't want somebody from Philippines to answer. They could be getting your private information. Did you ever think of that? They could be getting every bit of your information and sharing it with other people over there that can hack you. Think about it. Now, how many of you have been harassed after you got a phone call I talked to them? How many of you feel that your information's been given away when you get them people? And I've, trust me, I've gotten, like, on Facebook, even people hitting on me from saying they're in Guyana. I know they're not in Guyana. I've gotten people hitting on me. Then they all were studying to be a nurse. Or their father died over, and they're giving the inheritance. When it comes down to it, they want you to send them an Amazon gift card or a gift card from like Walmart. Or some kind of gift card, or send them money on a credit card. That's their catch. Try to rip you off. They're scammers. Now, if anybody asks you for money, they're not true. Block them out on your Facebook. My friends, we should not have to go through all this. People get our private information. Not even the government should be listening in on anything we do. Our private information, our conversation should be, it's supposed to be quite, the law says, we have a right to privacy. Where is it? The government should be listening in on our conversations or anything we talk to. To me, that's violating the law. They should be prosecuted too. Now, my friends, the government shouldn't be limited from being prosecuted. They should be allowed to be sued in civil court, federal court, local court. If you feel that you're being violated, speak up. If you feel like you are tired of these like getting through the DHS here in Michigan. Recently, they changed their system to go to automated system, and you don't know who you're giving your social security number to. It could be going to a foreign line. It could be going somewhere out of state. And you got to give your social security number, your zip code where you live. You got to give your, and trust me, it's an 844 number. 844. And I can't even speak. It's not right. I want a live representative with a local office to talk to. Now, instead, they mail us out letters and giving us, and they want more information. Let us stop the government bureaucracy and red tape. I'm fed up with it. I'm fed up with this bureaucracy of foreign people. Again, I'm fighting mad about it. I'm tired of the bull. I'm tired, as we call it, malarkey. It's like you're getting in the hockey puck and you go out and you try to shoot the net. And all of a sudden somebody trips you up and you get mad about it and you want to fight. It's stressful. It's anguishing. It's annoying that we get to these kind of people. Give us a live representative we can talk to. Stop changing the situation that we had that worked. If you can send out, if you can send letters out, you can hire somebody to call us. Somebody in the local office, you can pay their salary that we, the taxpayers, pay you, the government people. I don't like this situation. I don't like runarounds or being hung up on. I don't like 20-minute waiting times on a callback. I don't like being put on hold for an hour. How many of you have been put on hold for an hour? Even 45 minutes or 10 minutes. And then they come back and say, can you please hold? And you're put on hold for another 20 minutes more. How many of you are tired of that? Fed up with the antics of the local government and local politicians? And the system changing. Why can't it be simple like we used to get? A live representative at Social Security. For Christ's sake, get rid of these foreign workers. There's too many Americans that want to work. As I mentioned earlier, hire those and train them. It's just getting out of high school. Even if it's for the summer, take a workload off of you. Now, what's wrong with that idea? I remember a time that we had a CETA program. It would hire the summer high school work kid. It was in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade to work and be responsible in the summer. What happened there? I don't care if it's going to change it, but we, the taxpayers, sending foreign aid to countries, we can speak up and we can say, hey, we want our high school kids back to work. Put them back, like, doing these telemarketing jobs. Put them back to working the labor jobs. So they can make money. Be responsible and safe. There's too many of them on the street would rather do drugs. America's no longer responsible because we're shipping everything overseas. Too many things are happening that could put the American person in the United States, each and every single state, where it be high school, or it be high school just graduating from there, or where it be a college student just get out for the summer break, or where it be a college graduate. Let's stop wanting a spare just to answer a telephone. I got, you already put them up there with a script, a notebook. I should know. I worked for a telemarketer in Georgia at one time doing that. And they read from a script, trying to sell like a vacuum cleaner. Now, or for an insurance company. Now, we don't need that. We don't need these scripts. Except for those I just mentioned, or it'd be the high school student. Grown up shouldn't been there long enough to know that he don't need it. He knows what he's doing. 6 weeks, you should know what the whole thing says. My friends, we need to stop fearing. We have feared so much that fear has taken over us and made us our own worst enemy. Am I right or wrong? Let's stop the shenanigans and bring back the reality. Let's bring reality into the real factor. Let's get rid of the foreign speakers that we had in the automated systems and the constant punching of numbers on your dial pad. I'm tired of it. I really am fed up with it. It's time for changes. It's time for a storm to come over this country. It's time we have to bring back a rude awakening to these American companies that's doing this to us. It's time to bring an awakening to the federal government that we've had enough of these. Again, like I said, if you come here and speak English, you know it's an American, you know it's a United States, English-speaking country. Get rid of that old, beaming privacy of your home, speak English. Get rid of that old wear of dress hiding your face. Become an American. You're no longer in that brutal situation of emotional slavery, like it is in Saudi Arabia, or like it is in Iraq, or like it is in Afghanistan, or Turkey, or Pakistan, or Yemen. Now, get rid of that. You're no longer that way. You're a free American. Be free as you want to be. And to make your dreams come true. All of our dreams should be able to become true. And that is the red, white, blue, the United States. Of 50 states united all under one flag for one cause. And that's democracy. Slowly democracy's dying out to give in to these countries that's slowly draining our economy. Slowly draining the freedoms that we have. They want to bring here these ignorant people, and they want to bring more people in from Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, Mexico. Even Canada's having that problem. The influx of, like, this coming year, want to bring in 1 million immigrants. Soon Canada's gonna run out of freedom. They're gonna take, like, it's a thing that's in their government. It's going to run for parliamentary and the defense minister of Canada wearing these turbines over their head should be outlawed. Should be outlawed. Get decent. Get rid of your own hair, your nasty beards. Be an influence and a role model if you're going to be on TV and in government. And slowly, here it is in Michigan. Elected an Arabic-born Arabic-born, and she's in the United States Congress. Why haven't she supposed to be an American citizen? Born in the United States to be elected to Congress. Any office of the United States. here we got Arnold Schwarzenegger, that was a California governor, okay? And you got Obama, who is foreign-born. And Schwarzenegger can't be president because of the Constitution. Come on. Let's get rid of that if we're going to allow Obama, who's president, so-called president. He wouldn't. There's a lot of people who don't recognize him as president. I'm one of them. Let's get rid of that old. Let's get rid of that, what they bring in here, and just be an American. Including those telemarketers or those people answering for your bank. Or your local self, or your cell phone dealership that you have. Let's tell them, get America. Speak up, people. Stop being fearful. This is your radio podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, speaking for me of Americans, the truth. God bless America, and I pray for our country. I pray that they'll leave President Trump alone, that he can make America great again, as he's trying to do, as the ignorant Democrats in Congress won't let him have. And that's trying to keep American plants here, American jobs, make America great again. Thank you and God bless. This is Cheyenne Montana Lopez from Port Huron, Michigan. And the time is 4:45 p.m. Until tomorrow night, at the same time, on our 7 o'clock broadcast on these stations. Stay tuned. God bless America. And so long.